everybody. Welcome to Dicey Tales.
Dicey Tales.
My name is Devin Steffens, and I will be the DM for this group.
My name is Bill. I'll be playing Drake, the human, because I'm a min-maxer with no flavor cleric, and that's all I need to know for now.
My name is Bree. I am playing a tiefling warlock, and her name is Ia.
My name is Laura. I will be playing a half-elf rogue, Sloane Levin.
My name is Dan. I play Goba. I'm a barbarian one Goliath.
Barbarian one.
One.
One. Level one.
And my name is Rob, and I play Peltier, the level one mystic, which is a new class being introduced soon, but we're just doing it experimentally here. And we're all, I don't know, let's go around the board here and tell our experience with the game. First of all, Devin, what's your experience with D&D?
I've been playing since 2010, and I've played everything from 3.5, Pathfinder, Star Wars, World of Darkness, and now 5. I skipped 4 because I heard it wasn't worth investing time in.
Am I right?
Right.
This is Bill. I thought 4 was cool, but I never got to play it. I was like in middle school, 98, 99, and somebody gave me a box of old books that included a second edition Player's Handbook and Deities and Demigods, which is still my favorite book.
Nice.
And I've been theory crafting characters and doing all that. I didn't actually get to play until I was like in high school, but I've been playing forever.
And I am Bree. I've been playing Pathfinder, I should say, for about 2 years now. This is my first time playing D&D 5e, but I've heard that it's a fairly simple transition, so we'll see how this goes.
I have been playing very, very briefly. My boyfriend listens to D&D podcasts almost exclusively, and so it was inevitable that we would start our own game. I started playing a Goliath, who was a manic depressive.
And now you're not.
And now I am not.
And what was that character's name?
That was Scapgot, and yes. He was a tank, and he didn't care for it.
He was a good man.
I am Dan. I'm probably one of the more experienced players here. I've literally been playing thousands of seconds. I've done about 2 one-shots at this point, so...
This is actually... Yeah, this
as far as your, rules go, you can ask me, generally.
This is your first official campaign.
Yeah, I mean, some call it that. Some say I've been playing my whole life, you know, give or take.
We've done a couple of one-shots with you to try to lure you into the cult. One of them, the power went out, so we got to do, like, the like real legit candlelight D&D session.
Yeah,
those
that was
the best ones.
It's worth noting that everyone was quite intoxicated for it, and the notes that we saw afterwards were illegible.
They were not notes. Yeah, the DM notes were just a bunch of scribbles.
But factual. Okay. But factual.
And this is Rob. This will technically be the second campaign that I've played. I think we played what? Maybe about 10 sessions.
Yeah.
About 10 sessions of the original campaign I started with. Only been playing about 6 months probably. And that's it. Yes. And as Laura said, listen to a lot of podcasts. And that's why we're here.
Is it boyfriend girlfriend?
No, don't be gross.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess we'll just get started with this campaign.
Okay, and then just quick shout out. I just wanted to dedicate the first part of this campaign to a lost friend, Joe Pringle. He was actually a co-owner of a bar here in town with Bill, player Bill, and recently just passed away. So this time, dedication, and the one game you hated the most is going out to you, Joe. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start you guys off. You are on a orc slave ship. It is a gigantic galley. It has about 30 crew members. All of them are orcs. The leader, Ulavar, captured you guys from whatever port, city, small town, and you've been on the ship for uncountable days. Everything just kind of blends together. Day to night, you really don't notice. The salt water slapped against the side of the boat, and then you guys are all keeping tempo with the Taskmaster's drum. Boom, 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 boom. Rowing your days away to some unknown destination. Every now and again, the orc boat will pull up to shore. The raiding party will go out and come back with another set of slaves to replace the ones that have died out at sea from starvation, dehydration, or just pure plain exhaustion. And then along with that, all the goods and treasures from that city, chests full of gold. You guys hear it every time they come on board. You hear the pockets full of gold. Some of them are boasting of brand new weapons from slain heroes. And like I said, you guys have been on here so long that you're getting to the point that you're exhausted. You're beyond exhausted. So you guys will have level 3 exhaustion, which, just refer to my note real quick. Disadvantage on ability checks. Your speed is halved, and you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. So you guys are rowing along one day, sitting next to people that you've never been able to talk to. You don't know their names. You don't know who they are, what their story is. All you know is what they look like. Peltier, you're sitting next to a Goliath, Goba. He doesn't look to be the brains of your operation, but he seems to be a workhorse. And it's kind of nice because he's been doing most of the work for you.
Yeah. All right. So as Goba's doing most of the work, big old grunty man over there, Peltier in his mystic fashion has been able to kind of like zone out and kind of go into meditation, just kind of keep his hands on the oar so it looks like he's rowing. I guess Peltier comes out of meditation for a second and he'll be like, yeah, hey, big man, I just gotta say, thanks for doing all the work here. I gotta say, you're really facilitating some good cosmic work here. I've been looking at the stars and the nebula, and I gotta say,
One of the slave master's whips will land squarely upon your back there, Peltier. You'll take 1 point of damage from that.
Ouch!
Oh, Goba, sorry.
Crack. It'll whip Goba.
Oh, silence!
He'll yell.
Sorry.
Oh. And he'll smack the whip against you again.
Oh, Goba! No!
Like, crack the whip again.
Oh, Goba, no!
Goba!
And then as you settle down into the sporadic grunting and moaning, he'll finally just kind of move along. He'll throw a piece of jerky at your feet. They understand that you're kind of the workhorse. They'll move you to whichever side of the ship they need to make a turn to. And then everyone else, as you look around, everyone's gaunt faces, hollowed out eyes, lashes along their back. Some of these are children as young as 10.
Are we naked?
You're in rags.
Yeah. Rags. Nice.
Man, typical.
They took all your gear, all your weapons, all your food, all your rations, your holy symbols, anything that could give you any kind of an advantage.
Okay. Just as a mystic with an awesome ability called Blade Meld, which is an ability that allows you to kind of absorb any sort of simple weapon into your body. I just want, do I have a blade absorbed into my body?
I don't know, do you? When you were attacked, did you?
Hell yeah, I do.
And then just for flavor's sake, they also let you keep your book shield.
Yeah.
It was just enough lift to keep you on par with Goba.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough lift.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, Peltier has a book, a holy book. It's an absurdist book that's like almost permanently latched to his arm. That
body.
His body. He may use this as a shield later on.
But on, we'll say it's the 25th actual day, you guys have been out to sea. The boat rows into an island, a cove, maybe a stash house. You guys aren't quite certain. And the entire crew but 3 leave the boat, all of them carrying these chests full of gold, statues, even some high-level captives. I say high-level as in, you know, maybe a mayor of a city. This looks like the champion of a town. And they take them to the island. You guys, this is your second time to this island, and you know it as a blood sacrifice island. This is where they come and sacrifice the higher ups to their gods. They mix blood and gold upon a molten altar and make their sacrifice.
So it's a nice place to visit, but I don't really want to live here.
Yeah,
yikes. Like
okay. Okay, so what's the situation on the boat? It's just three guys.
Yep, so they're very large. Everybody is chained to the person next to them and to the bench below them by a neck collar and two ankle collars. They can't chain your hands because you got to be able to row.
Oh, yikers.
These are heavy-duty chains?
Heavy-duty chains.
Okay.
Like Guantanamo Bay wishes they had these chains.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I live for.
All right, so where exactly are the three guards?
We'll say there's one midship, one by the oar, kind of leaning up against the captain's door, and then one just on shore. It looks like he might be relieving himself.
What about in perspective to Peltier and Goba?
Peltier and Goba, you guys are going to be towards the captain's quarters at the back of the ship. Mm-hmm. So there's one guard directly behind you guys, but he's leaning up against the cabin. Sounds like he might be catching a couple Z's.
Who has the keys?
One of those three guys would.
Are they like visible on them?
Yeah, and you can hear them jingling around every time they walk by you. You longingly look at it. Freedom's within arm reach. If you can unlock yourself, you can probably jump ship and swim to somewhere.
Am I happen to be on the aisle seat or the window seat?
Give me a destiny roll, sir.
Destiny. We should explain.
This is the massive D20, which we have dubbed the Destiny Dice. Compliments of Dungeon Crate.
Down in the depths of the mountain, we dwarves spend our time forging powerful weapons, mining precious gems and metals, and feasting like kings. But after a day of digging for the next Arkenstone, this dwarf likes to come home to a package full of loot. Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service forged specifically for RPG and tabletop gamers. Miniatures, dice, tokens, coins, maps, modules, terrain pieces, handcrafted items, RPG jewelry, and more are yours for only a few gold per month. You even get a digital crate along with a physical one as an added bonus. So are you brave enough to reward yourself with a dungeon crate? By Morden's beard, I hope so. DungeonCrate.com. Let the adventure begin.
And this is when the players want to know how lucky they were into what they want to do. So, for example, Bill wants to see if he's on the aisle. He'll roll the destiny die. And is not sitting on the aisle.
He rolled a 7, in case you were wondering.
Brie, your voice sounds fantastic.
It truly
soft,
does.
Soft, sultry
voice. I'm
going
to sleight of hand some of my neighbor's rags because I want more rags.
You're stealing?
I was going to steal the keys. But
the rags off of
you. You steal the undergarments of the sweaty fat dwarf next to you. Okay, he was fat when you got onto the ship. He is now relatively thin. This is a really good diet program.
Yeah, so you got some nice rags.
Well, I'll keep my ankles warm. That's all I can do, guys.
Okay, so I'm actually going to use one of my abilities called Mind Over Emotion, which is one of my mystic abilities. I'm going to cast Charming Presence. Yeah, I'm going to do it on the nearest guard.
Roll it. We'll post the mystic character build and everything like that along with the podcast. It's actually in playtest right now, so supposedly it's supposed to be coming out in a book here soon.
It's gonna be dope. You heard it here first. Okay, D8. Here we go. 8 + 5.
Damn.
I'm gonna use another psi point.
Okay.
7.
Okay, he's under your control. He is okay. Charmed.
All right.
He's not under your control. He's charmed and sympathetic to your cause.
Sloan notices how charming you're being and is going to kind of pay attention. And
I'm pretty fucking charming.
You're so pretty charming.
Is it all creature? No, it's in descending order.
So is the guard charmed? All right,
so I charm the guard or
the
what?
The guard is charmed.
Yeah.
Goba is charmed.
Yeah.
And Sloan, if you wanted to have already been eyeing Peltier.
I'm eyeing Peltier. I'm kind of noticing that he's being particularly charming. I'm seeing his mustache kind of curl up, and he's has an aura about him, and I know this is somebody I got to keep my eye on.
Yeah, that's certainly a feature of Peltier. Whenever he starts using his cosmic powers, his beard and his mustache hairs start just curling in just very, very adorable ways.
Of course.
So noticing that you've charmed this guard, I'm going to use sleight of hand and try and finagle some keys out of this guy while you're talking to him.
Say you're on the bench opposite the aisle from Peltier and Goba.
Adjacent.
Okay. All right, so Peltier goes, Oh God, I have a quick question. Could you come over here, please?
And he'll kind of roll his eyes and huff and puff and make his way over to you.
Well, thank you. You're such a sweet man. Does Peltier notice that,
Sloane
Levin is...
Give me a perception check.
10 plus.
Okay, we'll say that a few eyes are on you as you ask the guard to come near you.
Okay.
Speaking's kind of an oddity on the boat.
Yeah, okay. All right. So Peltier will just be like, well, God, excuse me, sir. I must use, this is sort of embarrassing, but I must use the facilities. Would you please let me go? And also my large friend here. We must go together. We're very good, very good friends.
Whatever you say, Peltier, whatever you say.
And the guard will kind of look at you questioningly, and he'll point at the floor directly below you.
Yes, well, you see, my friend, I totally understand, but as a man of my own as a man of my own upbringing, you see, nobility has been my past. I'm afraid that my bladder is a little shy for this barbaric way of relieving oneself. Would you mind if I use the officer's quarters?
And he'll just kind of laugh, shake his head, and he'll unlock you.
Thank you, my boy. Thank you very much. Goba? Also, I'm afraid my friend here, Goba, he as well has a problem. He must relieve himself straight into the ocean.
Goba,
or else
ocean.
He goes into a rage. You know this.
And he'll roll his eyes and unhook Goba. Kind of hand along the small of his back, take him over to the side of the ship.
Oh, Goba, thank you.
Push him off the side of the ship in the shallow water.
No, thank you.
All right, and then I'd like to look around to see if any of the other slaves are kind of like catching on.
I feel like at this point, all of the slaves, since it's a small group, are going to be catching on.
Yes, well, I'll let that be a decision of the DM, Bree. Thank you.
I'll let you roll that, Bree.
Okay.
Thanks
Destiny.
You.
Destiny.
What are we all dumb?
Nope.
We're all dumb.
Yeah, thanks. That's what you get.
And you're there.
It's just one of those, you're so exhausted, borderline heat exhausted.
I'm admiring my new ankle warmers.
There you go.
And those are some dirty undergarments.
Goes over all your guys' heads that, you know.
All right, so Peltier is making his way towards the officer's cabin. What does it look like? Is it a cabin? Is it just a...
It looks like it might have, at one point...
this boat.
Yeah, it at one point looked like it might have been a captain's quarters. Now it's infested with rotting meat. The bed is destroyed. Looks like he restuffed the bed with a pile of hay and part of a dead horse.
Okay, as he's making his way back, I'm going to kind of make eye contact with him and shift genders back and forth just to let him know that I'm kind of keeping an eye on him and would like to join whatever he's got going on.
A little beard.
I have a slight like pencil mustache.
Okay. All right, that's the only discerning factor.
Not full beard.
Peltier is eternally interested in this pencil mustache that gets grown immediately. So he's gonna ask the guard who he has charmed to unlock the sexy man woman pencil mustache slave.
He wants that pencil mustache.
Hey, excuse me, sir. I need that.
How long does the spell work?
That's a good question. 10 minutes. Charmed by you for 10 minutes.
I need that.
That's a long time.
What?
10 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
It's what it says.
Like a minute.
I'm sir. Sir?
Excuse me, I'm trying to unlock a pencil person.
So at this, as the other guard goes and starts unlocking Sloane, the guard at the midship will see what's going on and immediately start coming down, whip unfurling from his belt.
Where exactly are we all sitting in?
You're all at the rear of the boat.
all of us at the rear.
Yeah.
You won't be on the same benches. You'll just kind of be scattered on the last five.
Okay. All right. So do I notice this other guard getting suspicious of me?
Extremely suspicious.
Oh, boy. All right. So let's see.
I'm going to call out. Actually, I'm going to mutter something under my breath, and my eyes will burst into flames. And I'm going to glare at this guard that's coming, and I'm going to shout, "In the name of Accius, god of the sky, I command." I'm just clearly trying to get whipped to prevent whatever's happening from being the focus.
Okay.
"I command you to release me and all of my followers, the devoted." I'm just, am I getting whipped yet?
What spell did you cast?
For a while. He doesn't know what else to say. Okay, just whip him.
It's
a cleric version
of Prestidigitation. It's minor, like, miracles and wonders. I can change the appearance of my eyes, make a small, meaningless earthquake. I can make doors.
Okay, and he won't even waste the time to whip you. He'll just come over and start pummeling your face.
Okay, Will, boys. And that's when Peltier... So who's unlocked? Goba's unlocked.
Sloane is unlocked.
Unlocked town.
Still chained.
Okay. And then I'm just going to make a motion to Sloane and Goba. Just be like, well, this is the moment, boys and girls. Let's do this. And I say, Goba, take care of that middleman, will you?
Oh, Goba, rage. Come here, middleman. And Goba, attack with mammoth tusk.
Oh yeah, you're just.
He found a mammoth tusk.
Goba reaches for mammoth tusk and it isn't in his belt.
He can rage, can he?
Yeah, he can rage. He
Goba just rage with fist.
You'll get the damage no matter what.
D6.
I think unarmed's like D2 or something. It's pretty insignificant. A dagger is a D4.
I think at this point, after all of the commotion that's now happening in the middle of the boat, that Ia definitely noticed. It's definitely something she's no longer exhausted.
Peltier started screaming, "This is the moment, boys," and became infuriated because he only decided to choose one gender in which to free.
Did you assume my gender?
And I'm going to swap from my pencil mustache to like a Frida Kahlo type eyebrow situation.
Ooh, so a man woman.
Ooh. A man woman.
She grows fruits in her hair.
So I guess this would be a good point
but
to
mustache
explain
remains.
Your gender swapping a bit.
I just kind of move between the two. There's no explanation at this point, but I can, my gender changes depending on whom I'm talking to and how it will best serve me.
Okay, so...
Goba's able to attack, or...
Goba's going in.
Just kind of in process.
D20 it.
Oh, you bet your bridges.
Disadvantage.
Oh, it is disadvantage, right?
And Goba's not scared.
You gotta roll twice.
Roll twice, take the lower of the two.
16. So it'll be the next one?
Maybe.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, 17
just to make
16 is the one.
So 16 hits.
You just
start pummeling this guard.
Well, with rage, he gets 2 bonus damage on his attacks.
It's just more of the fact that you're starting to pummel him. He turns away from pummeling Drake here. And then the third guard down off the side of the boat will start coming onto the ship via the, what is it, catwalk?
Yeah. Okay, so I still have the other guard charmed, right?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to send the other guard. I'm just going to tell him to start unlocking slaves at will. Unlock them all, boy.
Okay, only because he's charmed for 10 minutes.
Can Sloane sleight of hand the other guard while he's being pummeled?
Can she?
You're all exhausted.
I'm real tired. 19.
So the next roll.
Unless it's 20, Bill.
That's a 6.
Oh.
Plus 5 for, right, Bill?
So now we're at 11.
11.
Plus 5, that's your...
11.
All the proficiencies and everything like that?
Yes. Yeah, plus 5 for sleight of hand.
Okay, so with an 11, you're able to take the keys off his belt.
Awesome. I'm going to start helping the charmed guard unlock the remainder of the slaves.
Okay. Are you unlocked right now?
You unlocked me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we'll say about 10 slaves get freed as the third guard comes on, and he'll pull out two maces from his belt and just kind of start swinging them into the crowd, into the people that are still locked into their chains.
All right, Peltier is going to cast Thought,
breaking, by the way.
Thought Spear.
Okay.
At the guard who is being a real dick.
Got it.
All right.
While all this is happening, I'm going to... This is something that my awesome warlock archetype gave me. I'm actually going to telepathically communicate with Goba and tell him to come and unlock me. Get me out of these chains.
Goba hears voices.
We'll say you got unlocked.
Don't have any keys or anything.
By Slum. You're at the back of the ship, so she'll have unlocked you.
All right, never mind.
Goba would have,
Goba.
Though.
Never mind.
Just so you know.
Just go attack things.
Okay.
All right, so I'm thought spearing the front guard who's going wild on the slaves. It is a intelligence saving throw.
He does not intelligently save.
All right, it's 1d8 psychic damage. Three.
So he takes three, kind of reels, stops swinging into the crowd for a moment, and then gathers himself back up and starts swinging again.
Well, okay. I'll throw a chill touch at him. Yeah. It's a ranged spell attack. 17 and 16, yes. So one of them hits.
Okay.
8.
And he drops.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually looks like there's like a ghostly hand choking him.
And we'll say,
yeah. Just kind of
choking.
Kind of touching
him. Everyone's just watching him weirdly kill this person.
And he'll gurgle, reach for his throat, try to pull the invisible hand at his throat off, and drop to his knees, face turning in orcish purple, red, green. And then eventually just succumbing to the cold, grasping hand and dying.
Typical
okay,
orc
so
fashion.
Where is... So I have one of the guards charmed. Where's the other guard?
The ship being pummeled by Goba.
All right, so Peltier is going to blade meld the dagger out of his forearm. And now he has a dagger in his hand. And he's going to attack that... person.
Hey.
Can somebody unlock me yet?
13. Okay.
Sloane really likes what you're doing with your hand there and is going to make friends with you quick by unlocking you.
Dropped my dice.
She likes the handsy ones.
Two for two damage.
Okay.
Okay.
You get dex mod on that? Do you have a dex mod?
How much damage have I consumed at this point?
No, I have no dex
mod. Or strength?
I have plus one dex mod.
Yeah, so three damage.
Three damage.
Yeah, he's still up.
I tried.
But also,
what am I doing?
50%. Thanks, dude. Also, Goba's been attacking.
Is that a thing?
Yeah,
that
roll, thing. Roll them.
Both those.
Nope, I didn't see another one.
Behind the bottle?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
There it is.
Bottles.
What is 4 and 2.
Ooh. Sneak attack. Oh, halved. So 3 additional damage.
Oh, I'm raging hard.
What's initial 2 damage on each of those?
5.
We heard the Goba rage.
Okay. Well, at this, he's kind of curled up into the fetal position as Goba is just wailing on him. Peltier slides in, stabs him one time in the eye.
This poor guy.
He's in the fetal position. He's crying.
Sloane's not a big fan of the slave thing and is going to join in on this attack with a sneak attack. I'm going to slap him across the face with some chains.
Okay. Everybody's weapon, yeah. Roll twice.
5.
19.
So it's the 5.
So it's the 5.
Not the 19?
But I have advantage with my sneak attack.
Yeah.
No. It's you can sneak attack when you have advantage. Or if somebody else is attacking them.
Got it. But technically he's prone.
It's just, if there's an enemy within 5 feet of the person she's trying to attack. So Goba is said enemy. She's flanking.
Flanking, sure. Okay. Damage it.
5 hit for?
Oh, he's prone.
Oh, that's what you meant by prone.
Yeah.
Yeah, whole song.
Is that this one?
Yeah, improvised weapon will be a d4.
Four, everybody.
Buzzing.
Oh my god.
And she just has a lot of pent up rage.
Yes, she does.
Takes his chain to his face repetitiously. It's
sneak attack.
It's so savage, even Goba kind of comes out of his rage, takes a step back. And she just turns this orc's face into the closest thing to Jell-O that you guys would imagine.
Yeah, it's just hamburger meat afterwards.
And then I'm going to twiddle my mustache.
Was I unlocked?
At this point.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
She wanted to make friends with you.
Okay.
Yeah, your creepy choke hand is really doing it for me, and we are buds.
Okay.
So one of them had a whip?
The one that's now pudding.
Does anybody mind if I take the whip?
Go for it, little guy.
So while all this beating and mauling is happening, I'm going to take a look around and see what the closest exit is.
There's a gangplank.
There it is.
Off the ship onto the blood sacrifice island where the rest of the, 27 crew members
are. Not against it.
We're just kind of chilling against this
boat
island.
Out of here?
Yes.
Yeah. Good call.
All right, so Peltier is going to stand up. Just to get an idea of what the situation is, there's what are the guards? What are the guards looking like?
Two are dead.
And one is charmed.
For another eight minutes.
Okay.
He's just chilling.
He's watching the savages.
What's everybody say? We get the heck out of here. Eh?
Go by row.
Yeah, okay. Okay, big guy. Okay, big guy. All right, so Peltier is going to shout to the crowd and just give sort of a lackluster, kind of crazy person speech about, like, let's get out of here. Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm gonna tell the guard that I have charmed to kind of do the complicated complicated ship stuff to get us out of here, untie the ropes and just shove us off, really.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to tell him to get down off the boat and do the push-in and push us off.
Okay. Normally with the galley, it's everybody along to the dock side takes their oar and kind of...
Yeah, sure. But I'm going to tell him to just kind of go on to
get
the
off.
Get off and go push from the outside.
And as you go to command him to do this, a halfling from the crowd will actually come up and he'll come right up to you and kind of stand as close to you as possible. I'd say humanly, but he's a halfling. And he'll go, why don't we make him row? And the crowd will start murmuring agreements.
Yeah. Goba don't trust.
Okay, well, we've got about 8 more minutes with him, so we can have him row for 8 minutes.
Because we were all here of our own free will.
So
right?
Whoever is the one who doesn't have to row for 8 minutes is the one who has to take care of him afterwards.
After the 8 minutes, I've got a way with words. I can definitely take care of this.
And the halfling will just go, nah, he'll be chained up. We can even take 4 or 5 extra chains, make him feel a little weight.
That's true. I do need a little...
Where's the halfling from?
I do come from a noble...
Jersey.
I do come from a noble birth. I'm going to need a little slave. Okay, let's go. All right, everybody, let's push off. We need to get out of here, please.
I would like to leave Blood Island.
We should name the orc.
Oh, we will.
And then as you guys are starting to push off, pull up anchor, you can hear the drums in the distance. You can see pillars of black smoke out in the distance starting to grow. And even at this length, you guys can smell burning. Something's burning, be it brimstone, flesh, metal. The smell just kind of encompasses this whole island, drowns out the ocean, drowns out the stench of all of the other slaves, and the Joisey, it's G-O-I-S-E-Y-Y, we'll chain up the orc right to one of the rear oars all on his own. Doesn't have anyone else with him. And just every chain that he can manage from the bench onto the orc, to the point that the orc probably won't be able to move. He's got him on his neck. He's got him on his hands, on his legs.
How's he going to row?
And he'll look at the whip. We'll make him.
Okay, so are we pulling away now? Or yes, what? What's going on shore now?
On shore, the sacrifices are happening somewhere on the island. You guys are pushing off and starting to leave the cove.
So nobody is, like, chasing after us, really?
Oh, I'm not going to do that to you guys.
Oh, God.
If you're the four boats, we got
to leave. Okay, all right. So Peltier is going to get up onto the highest point in the boat and just shout out to everyone. Be like, well, hello, everyone. My name's Peltier. We're all equal sentient beings in this universe, but I must say we do need to get out of here. And if we don't, we're all going to die. So if you'd like to escape alive, everybody grab an oar and let's go. If not, my good friend Goba here, he'll say hello and he'll just give you a nice little toss overboard and you can deal with the orcs yourself.
Goba throw.
Yes, Goba throw, as he says.
Yeah, Goba throw.
Otherwise, I say we head straight for home and we can figure it out from now, okay? And as he's doing this, his beard is sort of twiddling, his mustache is sort of twiddling. He looks like a crazy person, is what he looks like.
Looks like?
Yes. He is connected with the cosmos and is trying to escape. And while he does this, he uses a bonus action and sucks up a little dagger back into his forearm.
It'll kind of rouse everybody. They understand the urgency. Your speech didn't do much for them, but they get it.
And I'm basically naked.
We all are.
And everybody will start grabbing an oar and starting to row. Other than that, you've got the keys. Your ship is moving along at a pretty decent pace. The orc is yours for another 8 minutes.
Okay, so Peltier would like to walk up casually to the orc and just smack him in the head using his book that is lashed to his forearm with a leather strap. And this is his Arbitron, which is a book that elicits a random effect every time he uses Shield Bash and bashes somebody with it.
Similar to
Wild Surge magic. So I'm going to get a D100 roll ready.
Okay, so per usual, give me one D10.
70.
And then another D10.
5.
For the next minute, you are polymorphed into a saber-toothed tiger.
All right.
So you smack the orc in the head and then all of a sudden erupt out of your own flesh as a saber-toothed tiger.
Cool.
Consider me frightened.
So then Peltier, the saber-toothed tiger, jumps back up onto the highest deck and just presumes a regal air of saber-toothedness.
Does he still have the squiggly beard?
Oh, yeah. He's got the beard. He's got the mustache.
He's got the tooth.
He's got the two teeth.
I'd like to kind of assess my shipmates at this point. We haven't had a chance to talk, and I want to know who's going to be of most value to me.
So, starting at the front of the ship, back of the ship, nowhere discernible of the ship.
I'm near the saber-toothed tiger. I think I've got him on lock. He's kind of a wild card, so I'm going to try and meet some of my other companions.
She has no interest in meeting you. You're really just an open book to her.
You're an open, absurd book.
So just around you, we'll say that you've got saber-toothed tiger, Beardo. Goba is on the adjacent bench to...
Adjacent bench.
To the orc. Both of them are vigorously rowing, and then everyone else is kind of half-assedly rowing at this point. They've put enough distance to put the island out of sight, out of mind, and are just kind of relaxing for the first time in however many days, weeks, months they've been on the ship.
Okay.
Would we know if they took all the treasure off of the ship for that particular island?
You can go check underneath.
I want to go check underneath.
Okay, so there's two doors leading to the underbelly.
I open the left door.
It opens. You open the door.
I call out to, what was your name again?
Sloan.
Join me, friend.
I will immediately join
you. There will be great
you.
Treasures.
Wait, why are you two friends?
I unlocked
friends?
Him.
Because okay. I choked the orc and
the
she thought that
tooth
was pretty
is jealous.
Cool.
He's pretty into it.
Just
Peltier, treasure seeker.
He's just kind of standing there regally, and then you can see the jealousy kind of crossing his face.
One single cat tear rolls down
his curly little
cheek.
Mustache beard starts to fray a little bit. A little pissed.
The god of Zamor, god of summer, has blessed us with this bounty. Why don't you go first?
I'm in. Sweet. Let's go.
So you make your way into the underbelly of the ship. Your eyes kind of have to adjust. And
I cast light so I don't have to adjust my eyes. Okay.
And as you cast light, you move downwards. You're immediately surrounded by hanging dried meats. Mm. Entire planks of cow, horse, people.
You say horse?
Horse.
Okay.
People.
A slow.
Maybe a camel or two.
There could be a few horse in there.
Very large fish. Tuna. It stinks right here. And
stinks like dinner.
Stinks like dinner. Yeah, it's
horse dinner.
That's good. To your left... Immediately to your left, there's a small little, looks like a cabin, might be a lieutenant's quarters or something along the lines of. And then on the other side of all the hanging meats, you can see bunks, dozens
Any,
of bunks.
Place that I would intuit might have my gear, lockers, chests, barrels, crates.
There's foot lockers along each one of the bunks, but nothing's really standing out to you to be a weapons locker or, you know, whatever have you. This is a pretty crude boat.
What jumps out at you, Sloan?
I think
I'm
going to
follow your lead.
I'm going to kick open each of the lockers just to check
I like
check
the
them
way
out.
You think.
Okay, as you're kicking open the lockers, you'll find a couple of simple crude weapons. Daggers, a short sword.
Shield?
Destiny. Definitely
There's
not.
Like negative three shields. A cursed shield.
You rolled a one.
Yeah, that should happen when I roll a one.
No shields. And then some personal effects. There might be like the skull of some treasured... it'll be like the skull of a trophy. Some epic beast that he slayed. We'll say it's a displacer. A displacer beast. He's got the skull of it just kind of sitting
in his
foot locker.
I'll take that. Okay. That's badass.
Okay. I'd
like to pocket some daggers.
Okay. We'll say you grab four daggers.
I will continue rowing.
Okay.
thanks for the update.
You're welcome. Actually, give You're me welcome. A perception check.
I shall. Which.
Still a disadvantage, or do we get the chance to rest a little bit?
Nope. You guys have not specified resting.
Yay!
19.
Peltier. Goba.
Peltier is resting.
Yeah,
Peltier is resting in Sabretooth Tiger.
Oh, Germany Christmas.
In Sabretooth Regal Tiger. Jealousy.
17.
17.
One more.
11. You notice it's not
why
hot
so not
as it
hot.
Was earlier. It's just one of those, it's just a relief. You're not profusely sweating from the heat and from working.
Refreshing.
It's just you're getting a solid workout now.
Mm.
It's nice and cool.
Probably Northern California or Oregon.
Closer to... Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me thinks.
It's pretty good. yeah, and then Sloan, give me a perception check.
17?
Two? Yeah, twice.
20.
That wasted not 20, though.
You notice that the ship is starting to pitch a little bit more. All the hanging meats seem to be sloping off to one side for a second or two and then swinging back. All the chests start sliding into the aisle and then slide back to where they were a couple inches off. And even down here where it's already cool because it's in the shade all the time, it's the temperature's starting to go down a little bit.
Well, I'm sure somebody will deal with that. There's loot to be had. Shall we check the office now?
So up above deck, Peltier, does he notice any change in the weather? Or
I don't know, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Yes, but as you're resting, you feel the temperature start dropping and you slowly slide into a trance. And it seems like there's something on the ship other than you in the book that's creating a lot of mystic energy.
Do I have the opportunity?
Is it my rowing?
It's double rowing.
It's my rowing.
Okay. Yeah,
it's rowing. Okay. Right, so just curious.
Row check.
Row check.
Six. Yeah, I don't even think he needs to roll the second one.
Yeah, I'm fine with one.
You're taking a break.
Okay.
You're just catching your breath, enjoying
good
the cool.
Good. All right, know.
Peltier, just for the hell of it, is he's going to go smack the orc again with his
is he still a saber-toothed tiger?
Book.
Sassy
so,
boy.
So, I know at least in the spell charm person, when you hurt the person that's affected by the charm, they actually lose the charm. So, is that what's going to happen when he's beating this person that's charmed?
What's the orc going to do? He's got like 15 chains on him.
So, but is he still charmed?
Doesn't matter. He's charmed or not.
Yeah, at this point in time, the charm would have worn off.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy charmed.
High five for fellow rules lawyer.
Yeah, there you go. Rules lawyer. So I'm going to go smack the now uncharmed orc.
He's very not charmed.
This saber-toothed tiger.
You can only do this once per day.
Smacking him with my shield feet.
A little bit of a pent up rage here.
60 or 6.
D10.
7. 67.
A talking cat appears in an unoccupied space 5 feet above the orc's head, drops down onto its shoulders, and insists that it is your familiar.
Oh, hey, little guy.
Wow. I just heard that cat. It is here.
I now have
it
a cat.
It was just meowing.
This is awesome.
Grumpers.
It doesn't say it dissipates or anything within a time frame.
Yeah, so I now have a permanent cat familiar.
I will murder the cat.
A talking cat familiar. I'm now.
It
naming...
talks?
It talks. It's a talks. Talking cat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's scary.
She is talking.
I'm now naming it Rumpy, which is the
talking cat.
It already has a name, thank you.
Which is a bobtail Siamese, who is an actual cat who is sitting on the DM's lap right now. Well, hello, Rumpy. Welcome to the crew.
My name is not Rumpy.
Oh, Rumpy, you're a silly girl. You're just a silly girl.
We already talked about this. My name is not Rumpy.
Okay, Rumpy.
My name is Tranula.
Okay, Rumpy, let's go.
My name is not Rumpy.
Come up here to the regal position of the captain's deck where you belong, little Rumpy.
He'll follow.
He'll follow.
Okay, and below deck, we're very interested in a captain's area.
There's two lieutenant's quarters, one on the left, one on the right, rear end of the ship.
All right, what do you think? Where do we go first?
Well, I'm still reeling from the cat. What?
You don't see the cat. You're below deck.
No, I know. Me, as a human.
Yeah, I don't have control over Don John.
So what now?
We're below deck.
Yes.
I wanted to go to the
office quarters. No, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
Office quarters.
There's officers. Two, left and right.
Which one do you want? I'll take the other one.
Let's go left.
I'll go right.
Okay, open both doors. D20s.
16.
17.
Okay, both doors open.
Boom.
It feels like they should have a lock. The doors are a little stiff, but they swing on open. B, give me a perception check.
Good, because I was just going to ask for detecting magic, but I rolled a 15, and with my bonuses, that is... Yeah, 18.
In the distance, a gigantic dark storm is brewing. You guys are heading straight for it.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Everyone around you seems to have been...
This is fine.
They're all starting to rest. The exhaustion is starting to catch up with everyone. People are passing out. Some are just curling up under the benches to protect themselves from the sunlight. Others are in little huddled cliques, but no one but Goba and the orc are rowing at this point.
Goba rows.
Can I detect magic?
On?
On the ship itself.
Okay.
Detect magic.
It's not a magic ship.
Yeah. What am I detecting?
It's not a magic ship. Just a ship. Made of wood.
Goba's ruin could be seen
what
as magic.
Kind of wood?
It's real good.
It's part of its real good.
Metaphysically, it is an awesome.
Pretty much
job.
Magic.
Okay.
All right.
Left room. Who went into left room?
I did.
Okay. Inside, this is actually a pretty neat room. The bed is still intact. It's even made. It doesn't stink. It's still got a musky, musty smell to it, commonly associated with orc. But it's just kind of too clean.
Orc woman.
Okay, I'd like to do a perception check to see if there's anything.
Okay, there's a bed, a dresser, a wardrobe of some kind, and then a footlocker underneath it.
I'll kick open the footlocker and throw open the wardrobe.
Simultaneously.
I'm that good.
Okay.
Did you say throw open or throw up in?
Yes.
Yes.
You're throw up in the wardrobe.
She smells orc.
Take that. There's the footlocker.
I hate the smell of orc.
So in the footlocker.
Stink musk smell.
In the footlocker, you find a lock of black hair preserved in quartz.
Gross.
A book with several of the pages torn. It looked like he tried to dog ear it and got a little too aggressive. And
never dog ear a book.
He's an orc. I'm pretty sure he doesn't even know how to read. He was just doing it just for the sake of it. And then inside of the wardrobe, I found
orc clothes.
Orc clothes.
Typical.
But last season's orc.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
inside,
get with it.
It seems to be a miniaturized shrine. In it, there's a very crude carving of an elven woman. And the only reason I say it's elven because it's a very tall figure with pointed ears. Other than that, you really can't discern anything on the figure. And at the feet, there is a bronze miniature of a ship upon a base of flames. And a 12-sided die.
Cool. I'm going to pocket all of these things.
You want to play with them for a second?
Well, I'm going to, yes.
Roll it.
I'm going to roll the dice.
Is there any writing in Elven? Because Goba speak giant.
Goba is rowing an oar on the boat.
I know, but he could come down to speak giant. If there's any Elven.
Nine.
Nine.
Like German nine. Is that nine? I guess.
Now roll.
Nine.
That's a nine.
Eight.
Is the die making the sound?
Yeah, it's a crazy ass die.
Is the painting making the sound?
12. Four. I think. Four. Six.
That was an eight.
12. Can we stop? You're making me dizzy.
Maybe we should question the fact that the die is talking.
I'm kind of pumped on this dice.
Okay. Right room. Same thing, but in shambles. The bed is pushed into the corner. All the wood around it is smashed. The wardrobe is smashed. The dresser is there, but the drawers have been pulled out and some kind of creature meat was shoved into it. Mm.
I like the way this person lives their life.
Though. There's a footlocker.
I open said footlocker.
Okay. You find a troll's claw hanging from a brass chain.
So looks typical. Like
a very tacky trophy.
Yeah.
Not a whip dagger?
No.
Nope.
That'd be a sick weapon.
All right, Peltier would like to roll a perception check. Just
you got it.
On the surroundings because he has assumed control of the boat. 20.
The storm is gaining on you quickly.
Okay, Peltier, does he realize the danger of the situation?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to know that Goba can grab two oars and get crazy on
okay,
this bitch.
So Peltier shouts out to everybody on the top deck. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we are going to have more of a problem than we have ever had before. We have a serious storm coming, so I'm going to suggest that everybody find a barrel, find a floating object, find a talking cat, and protect it with as much possibility
ability as you possibly can. All magic is allowed. We are going to have some serious problems.
Go find talking
just
cat.
Sort of just is rambling and like crazy.
Drake
person.
And Sloan, you hear the crazed ramblings. He's directly above your guys' heads.
So Peltier immediately is going to try to find barrels or lifeboats or...
All of the barrels or wooden containers contained gold and were taken off the ship.
Okay.
Ia's going to start herding everybody.
Hurting them?
Herding them all back into the ore space.
What does that sound like?
Herd.
Herding. But like, what does that mean? You're just hitting
like,
them? Are you hitting them?
Herding them like a sheep.
Like you're like beating them with a stick?
I just
a dog.
I imagine an old babushka.
Are you kind of yelling at them?
Come on, what you doing?
Less, hey, do this what I'm telling you. More of a, hey, get your ass down into the ore. The center of oring.
And as you're moving from group to group, you're noticing that people.
Is she above or below deck?
Above deck.
I saw the storm before you did.
A couple of people have actually died. You go to rouse them from their sleep and they're not waking up. The exhaustion.
I'm going to pick them up and toss them off the ship.
Strength check. That's a flotation device.
Dead weight.
Strength check.
Oh, she's strong.
I'm so not strong.
Too strong.
You go to do it.
When do you roll?
Two.
And the dead weight just seems to be a little too much. And there's even groups of people that are still asleep. You can see their chest rising and falling, but they are out, almost comatose.
All right, so then I'm just going to make my way down in to Goba, and I'm going to actually give him my little telepathy and ask him to row as quickly as possible in the direction away from the storm.
Goba, take both sides of oars, and Goba, row hard.
Okay, give me a
d20. Would this take us to the storm?
Yeah, it really would. D20.
You need to roll just one oar, bro.
18.
You notice that you're kind of caught into the larger waves now. Mm. You try to turn the ship, rowing left and then rowing right.
Oh, left.
And
right.
The ship's not moving. It's almost out of your control now.
All right, Peltier is going to do everything he can to find floating materials to save him and his new cat, Familiar.
Benches.
All right, he grabs the benches. He grabs every floating material around him.
Strength checks.
Okay. 15.
You're able to start pulling him free.
Yeah, he starts.
Oh, disadvantage.
You are correct. Or?
So you're tugging and you're tugging, and it just doesn't seem to be giving free.
Okay, he yells to Goba. He says, "Hey, Goba, there's no saving this ship, boy. We need to just save everybody with get all the floating material you possibly can, or else we're all gonna die. We're all going to join the eternal cosmos into complete nothingness. If you want to live, boy, you gotta get
everyone
some floating
give me a dex
stuff."
Check.
What are you rolling?
18.
Deck save.
18.
This guy.
Well, a 3 and a 19. So I'm going to go with the 3.
Is that mine?
Nine.
No, that sucks. Did you just roll that?
9 plus 5.
17.
Twice. Roll it twice.
Oh.
Ben's at 21.
19.
Wow.
21. And that was your lowest?
New luck.
You have to roll twice.
Oh, I didn't roll twice. My 17 is my lowest.
Yo, me too.
What was your deck save?
Is that the last one I just did?
Oh. That was the current one that everyone else is rolling?
I can't remember. 11. 11.
Okay. So,
wow, weird.
Bill and Peltier, you feel the ship come up underneath you guys. Break. And slap down. It takes you guys off of your feet, and you feel the boat beginning to pitch upwards again as you scramble to get to your feet.
Peltier grabs onto his cat.
We should probably get out of the room that's going to flood with water.
We should do that. I'm going to do just a quick glance around the room, see if there's anything else worth grabbing.
Yeah, same.
Hey, real quick, was I ripping up benches
Destiny?
Like I'm chill as far as the 17 roll was concerned?
Yeah.
Also, 18.
That's an 18.
Also, he's helping Peltier find a floatable item.
Yeah, so that
you find a silver key hanging by the door.
I'm going to grab that silver key and motion to Drake to
What does my 3 provide me?
The high five.
Okay.
Okay, so does Peltier have a
to remember
Does Peltier have a floating item? There was all these benches.
Yeah, we'll say that Goba, give me a d12 roll.
You bet your sweet britches. Where's the 12?
That one.
I totally have my own die. 11.
He pulled up 11 benches.
Yeah.
That's a lot of benches.
Goba pulled benches.
All right, Peltier ties himself and his cat person to multiple benches.
Two per person.
I'm going to free the orc. I have some.
Oh, Goba says, come on.
Okay. We're going down.
We're
going down.
Okay.
We're going
down. So as you're scrambling with the 15 separate locks, the storm is racing closer, and all of you can feel the hair on the back of your neck starting to stand up as lightning is hitting the water. Zap, 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 zap. Inches away from the boat. And now that all the benches have been pulled up, there are exposed metal pipes along the deck of the ship.
What is, does Peltier's cat have anything to say about this?
It's like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's just,
meow. What are you doing? What is this? How did I get here?
Why am I here? Yes. Where did I come from?
Yes. The bowls. Yes, little kitten.
Everybody reflex save.
Minor the
that's the deck save, everybody.
That's another 3.
17.
I got a 10.
I'm going to retire this
d20. Twice. Oh, twice. Let's see if
hopefully I don't get below 10.
2! I got worse! It's a 2.
8.
8, 2.
8.
8.
15 for Peltier.
9 on 9. Both of my rolls.
So, Peltier, you just happen to, the hair on the cat seems to stand up on end. You feel your beard of its own accord standing up on end, and you jump backwards as a bolt of lightning hits the deck and sends Goba, Sloan, Ia, and Drake. The lightning bolt hits you guys inches away, exploding a part of the deck. You're all thrown to the deck unconscious.
Did I save the orc?
Yeah, we'll say that he's got one chain and he's able to strength it out, break it.
Goba, no.
Does it booty grab me while I'm on the ground?
All of you. He just starts stabbing all of you. So, you four are incapacitated. Can't move.
Who
can't
four?
Take actions. All can't us. Do nothing.
Everybody but Peltier, who is now strapped to a cat and a bunch of benches.
Yeah. Oh, you're
four.
Different.
You four.
Us four.
Okay. He made it.
Okay.
So, Peltier, at this point, the waves are knocking the ship about. Some of the other passengers are being thrown off of the ship as gigantic waves are pummeling the sides, sweeping some of the smaller people. You see the halfling from Joyce ripped off of the ship, screaming.
Gravity boom, what the hell? Not the water.
And then you see these four pretty close to your vantage point. They're kind of in a nice little hollow where the walls on the left and right side are a little bit higher. So they're just being knocked about by every large wave, but they seem to be in a safe enough place that you might be able to go down and save them.
Save us, Goba!
Peltier.
I was like, dude, I would.
Wait, they could be saved by Peltier?
Yeah.
You're the only one.
You're the literally only one. Oh,
help us, Peltier.
Goba being knocked about.
Am I even able to move? I'm strapped to, like, benches and shit.
To what, rags? Or did you chain yourself to these benches?
I don't know. Peltier
is pretty... Lock, but you lost the combination, too.
Peltier is pretty self-preservation-y.
Good to know.
Who's nearest to Peltier?
Yeah.
And what's like, what is the most... Well, like, what? Am I gonna grab her? What?
Yeah, you can grab her and pull her up the stairs to your vent. I can lash the four of them.
Can I throw a rope down to her?
You got chains.
I've got
and
chains.
They are unconscious.
Yeah, we're not gonna be very receptive.
And I'm super happy.
We've been struck by lightning.
Big boy, over here. Big boy.
And no super gliders were with
okay,
range.
Can I do a perception check to see what the situation is?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, it's...
We're all unconscious.
14 and 10.
A stillness has come over the waves around you. You look up, and you can see the bright blue sky, and from where you're at, you are surrounded by a maelstrom of epic proportions. Lightning striking every few seconds, the wind pushing your beard out across your face kind of stings, and you realize you are on the top of a gigantic wave, looking out for miles upon the ocean, and all you see is massive wave roll back into the ocean, lightning strike, the winds ripping across the surface of the water, and the boat starts going over the other side.
Boat
is going down the backside of the wave.
All right, well, Peltier is not going to unattach himself from his flotation devices. In fact, he's going to look around for more flotation devices, but he's going to make his way to the nearest person, and he's going to do the best he can to grab, to latch that person onto his flotation device.
Okay, give me 5 successive destiny rolls.
Holy cromoly.
And this will be going to Ia, Drake, Sloan, Goba.
Mm. Drake. 13.
Yeah.
You latch Ia.
17.
Drake. You latch Drake.
Yes.
Latch 10. Sloan.
18.
And you latch Goba.
Aye.
17.
And you are able to just kind of latch yourself on, hold on tight, cat brace in your arm as all of the sound is muted around you. The breath in your lungs is ripped out as the boat starts turning sideways and everyone is thrown off the sideways boat into absolute chilling darkness.
Well, perception check.
Does this boat have any sort of FAA regulated life rafts, etc.?
It does
that
have,
you would pull in an emergency situation.
It at one time had a dwarven escape system, but the orcs totally just destroyed that.
You're all so attached. Orcs. You're all typical. Attached to the Peltier chains and
I love it. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
and shoot and feral cat.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how much damage Peltier is taking from the inevitable clawing that cat is getting.
It is on water.
He's my familiar.
15 damage.
He's dead.
In this wave of darkness, does
16.
In this wave of darkness, does Ia sense anything regarding the old one?
We're all unconscious, though.
He did say we all felt a wave of darkness when we went into
true.
The water.
That's true.
Give me
woke up on some
one
point.
Of these fat boys.
Destiny
two. Of Jack K. Nada.
You can kind of feel the tentacles of the great one at the corners of your mind, but you're just kind of being pushed along by this great epic wave.
You had one chance to be worse.
It went from 3 to 2 and just kind of hung out.